It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 26 January 2018. Still unpredictable, Aquarius. Still more about the law of unintended consequences. What do you say when a leading UK newspaper, The Guardian, pipeline to The New York Times, Monday's headline is the US government shutdown? From Newsbusters, a 501c3 arm of the Media Research Center, 2017, the year the news media went to war against a president, quote, many in the media, including the broadcast networks, have chosen to morph into anti-Trump activists. The polls suggest anti-Trump Democrats love that kind of news. Pro-Trump Republicans hate it, while the national media are cementing their reputation as biased partisans, unquote. On Wednesday, the 24th of January, in conjunction with the feast of St. Francis de Sales, patron of journalists, Pope Francis released his message for the World Communications Day 2018, calling for a, quote, journalism for peace, in response to the threat of fake news, which, quote, thrives on the absence of healthy confrontation with other sources of information, unquote. Per AP, quote, Francis writes that the first fake news dates from the biblical beginning of time, when Eve was tempted to take an apple from the Garden of Eden based on disinformation from the serpent. In today's fast-paced information age, he called for a shared commitment to rediscovering the, quote, dignity of journalism, and for reporters to speak the truth with a journalism that is, quote, truthful and opposed to falsehoods, rhetorical slogans, and sensational headlines, unquote. Let's try, shall we? World Communications Day, which is held annually on the Sunday before Pentecost, falls this year on the 13th of May. And you know what they say about practice, practice, practice.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.